In the verse and translation of Bhagavatam, Canto 2, or Chapter 1, Text 27, in which Srila Prabhupada writes that the knees of the universal form are the planetary system of the name Sutala, and the two thighs are the Vitala and Atala planetary systems. The hips are Mahitala, and outer space is the depression of his navel. And the verse and translation of Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 5, Text 40 and 41, in which Srila Prabhupada writes that, my dear son Narada, know from me that there are seven lower planetary systems out of the total 14. The first planetary system, known as Atala, is situated on the waist. The second, Vitala, is situated on the thighs. The third is Sutala, on the knees. The fourth, Talatala, on the shanks. The fifth, Mahatala, on the ankles, the sixth, Rasatala, on the upper portion of the feet, and the seventh, Patala, on the soles of the feet. Thus the Virata form of the Lord is full of all planetary systems. This appears to be copied wrongly. But anyway, there's part of the question is still there. Unable to understand it properly, please explain it in a broad way. So I guess that's the essence of the question. From what I understand of reading this description of the universal form, this is a form which is visualized by persons who are not attracted to the person, who are spiritually minded, but who are not attracted to the, then they're not fortunate enough to be devotionally attracted to the original form of Govinda, Shamasunda, Murlida, Krishna holding a flute with two hands. They're not so fortunate. So they have a process of meditation on the universe, like people, they meditate on nature as God. So this is a structured form of meditation on nature as God. It's somewhere in between impersonalism and theism, where one conceives of God as the supreme being, but not without knowledge of or attraction toward Krishna. So they see the universe as the form. They're directed to see the form of God, to meditate on all the different planetary systems as being different parts of the universal form, and the upper part of the universal form is the upper planets, and the lower part is the lower planets. And there are other descriptions also that the mountains are like his bone. If you see the mountains on earth, it's like his bones, and the rivers are like his veins. So it's a direction to help people to see the universe as non-different from God. It's not meant for devotees, actually. People are already attracted to the form of Krishna, the Shamasunda, Murlida. It's not meant for them. That's why it may be a little difficult for us to understand, because it is, anyway, somewhat of an... It's an imaginary form. It's just one imagines there's a massive form. The universe is the form of God. And it's not very devotional, so it's not meant for devotees. It may be difficult for us to understand because it's not that the lower part of the universe is actually the form of the Lord. It's imagined like that, but it's not directly equivalent to the form of the Lord.